In Anniston, Alabama, some 40,000 people live inside the Pink Zone. That's an area within 6 miles of the Army's chemical weapons incinerator. More than 2,200 tons of toxic chemical agents are stored there. The Army hopes to start destroying them by the end of the year. In preparation for a possible accident once the incinerating begins, the government has started issuing residents protective gear. They are the first civilians in the United States to be issued gas masks. Melanie Peoples was there when the county started handing them out.
On a recent rainy morning in Anniston, Alabama, hundreds showed up at the local EMA's classrooms to be the first to pick up what they'd spent years fighting for, gas masks. Community leaders call them protective hoods, but before residents can get them, they have to attend training that includes videos showing how to use the hoods.
It takes only seconds to be completely protected. Note the calm, easy motions.
The hood looks like a beekeeper's hat made of clear plastic. A silky gray fabric liner creates an elastic seal around the neck that keeps air from coming in. The filter, a black hand-sized box attached to the front of the hood, hangs down below the chin, resting on the wearer's chest.
Adults should don their hood prior to helping children. While standing behind the child,
baby hoods, good for children up to age 3, have straps that go under the arms for squirming toddlers. In the video, as the mom shows how the infant hood works, the baby looks happy, like being slid into the hood is some new version of peekaboo. Afterwards, everyone has to try on hoods.
All right, ma'am. There you go. Here's a hood for you.
Vera Nord is one of the first to give it a try. As soon as she picks it up, a blower turns on. The blower is attached to a filter and actually forces filtered air into the hood. Vera struggles a bit to get the plastic unfolded.
I can't do anything in my left hand hardly because I've had surgery on it.
The blowers create pressure that keeps bad air out.
That's a good seal. That was perfect. We need to have you on our video.
Once Vera has shown she knows how to properly get into and out of the hood without damaging it, she's free to take one home.
That's good.
That's good.
We'll take care of it.
Thank you, Mother. And your hair still looks wonderful.
I imagine that.
The instructor declares Vera a pro. Then it's her friend Gladys Willingham's turn. But Gladys doesn't want to put one on.
Now, Gladys, for us to give you your hood, we're going to have to verify that you can put it on successfully. That's the only stipulation that we have. Okay? So if for us to give you
You're
the hood.
You're full of surprises, aren't you?
It's a simple process, though. You're a pro, too.
I'm not.
You're not a pro?
No.
You look like one. It shouldn't take just a second.
She reluctantly gives in, though it's clear she's uncomfortable.
This is how I've got to get on my head.
Nope, this is just a little different. You've got to put your hands in.
There you go.
Not all the way, but just...
Putting on the hood is a precise, multi-stepped process, one that will be tougher to execute at home in an emergency without an instructor on hand to coach. Gladys rushes through her turn as fast as she can.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
And afterwards, outside the classroom, she admits she has little faith in all of this.
I'd hate to know I had 4 or 5 children in the house. If you've got a few minutes to do this, you've got to do yours, and you've got to do all the children.
Gladys gets flustered and says she just can't talk about it anymore.
She's worried about the accident, I get it to you.
But her friend, Vera Nord, isn't.
I'm not nervous.
In fact, her husband is so confident he didn't come today. He doesn't plan to pick up a hood at all. Vera says they both trust the Army will safely incinerate the weapons.
Those men are down there and they're working and they know their life's in danger, and if they make a boo-boo, well, you know, they'll be the first to go, and so I don't think they're going to make one.
It will take the county another 2 months to finish giving out the masks, and the Army still has a few more tests to conduct on the incinerator. Once the Army starts burning the chemical agents, officials say it should take some 7 years to destroy them all. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Anniston, Alabama.